There's a bathhouse in the Moonless Valley. It's all very well to say that anyone may recharge their abilities, their reserved magical energy, anywhere in the environs around Athene Magical College. And that's all very well if one's abilities depend upon any of the six basic elements which are fueled by a ley line that runs under the academy. The same is true of pretty much every magical school. Colleges are all positioned on top of some kind of energy resource. But if you deal in something a little bit more arcane, unknown, rare or obscure energies, if one deals in wish magic or utilizes demonic interchange or the chthonic energy of night, then there has to be somewhere to get it back. It looks like a fairly modern hotel. The ground floor is a mezzanine, a fitness center. The wolven doorman, whose constant smile and unfailingly positive demeanor coexist nicely with the fact that his ice magic can freeze an unruly guest solid. And this structure is one branch of a much larger interdimensional complex, an embassy of sorts, for the entity cum building known as the Fair Exchange. Fair in the way that the Fae folk are called fair. It'll make you a bargain, and it might value what you have quite highly, so you'll feel like you made out well on the deal. But there's a counterparty to every trade. You've gone to this place because there is a particular exchange you want to explore. On the local magical message boards, creatures who come from the larger interdimensional exchange advertise their services. And you've come to meet one in particular. A succubus, but not some demanding young thing like you'd be able to summon if you tried your hand at a ritual. Nor some power-hungry, conniving presence. This is an elder succubus, a creature beyond the games of her sistren who can, in fact, drain you and then replace your energies with others of her own, making you more like her in the process. You walk through the front door. The creature behind the desk at first unnerves you. No tail, no ears, no muzzle, no fur, no scales, nothing unusual about its species, just pink flesh, long eyelashes, keen eyes. You fear for an impossible moment that it might be a human. But then it extends its forked snake-like tongue, reassuring you. You breathe a sigh of relief. Welcome. Your partner is waiting in her room. He hands you a key to a room on this floor. Your fear was unreasonable. You chide yourself as you head for the room. No human has walked this land for 100 years. You needn't fear their ilk, even here in the exchange. They wouldn't dare step through a dimensional gateway to this place. They know they'd be hunted, and rightly so. Click. The door opens. Inside the room, laying on a bed against the opposite wall, completely nude, is a succubus. Tiny wings, pure black sclera in her eyes, and in the center, a cat-like vertical pupil. She has tanned skin, a muscled body. You expected more curves, larger breasts, but she's still very sexy, in that sporty kind of way, and she rolls over playfully on the bed, till she ends up on her back, with her head propped up on one hand, elbow on the mattress. She stares. All the images you had of succubi don't quite match up with this. The descriptions in the texts at Athene Magical College say they're constantly trying to seduce any mortal they see, throwing out charms, moving their bodies closer, wrapping their tails around. She's just confidently laying there. But she radiates a calm deliberateness that lets you know for certain if she did push her charms upon you, no protective seal would keep this creature at bay. But there's no trace of compulsion in her voice, just a keen and earnest interest. Warm delight in your presence. Come on over, she beckons. You close and lock the door behind you. And then you do approach her. You climb onto the bed at the other end, but she pulls you toward her, grabs you around the shoulders, then rolls on top of you, sitting with her hips astride your own, easily fluttering her tiny wings, sitting there in conquest. Her nude form against your clothed body throws you off because you feel the heat through it. In fact, more than that, it's like she passes through your clothing. Her hands brush your skin, and something deeper in you responds. You swallow nervously, your arousal already growing, your body heating up. You want her. You feel her. You moan at her touch. And she seems to appreciate that. But she doesn't do anything to turn you on further. She's just inspecting you, staring into your eyes, in fact, batting her long lashes, looking at you. You reach out to touch her, and she welcomes it, guiding your hands up and down her thighs, along her sides, just letting you touch long expanses of muscled flesh. And she just keeps you in her gaze, her red lips. She licks them, and then does begin to speak. And your gaze locks on them because staring in her eyes too long starts to make your body throb. You want to experience a change, an inversion, right? The quality you have, which thrusts, penetrates, fills, which in no uncertain terms fucks into, impregnates, spurts forth. You want to give it up to me? And let me use it to awaken something in you, taking something of my essence, my nature, for a little while, into you, educating your body to reawaken energy that might allow you to cultivate it in your own way, in your own time. And of course, in short, I'm priming the pump. I'm taking something of yours that might get in the way, your penetrative, thrusting, impregnating, vital energy, and I'm replacing it with a desire to be receptive, to be fucked, filled, perhaps even impregnated. That's what you wanted. That's why you're here. This is something I have in spades, access to a certain type of energy, access to wanting to be filled, bred, impregnated. To be fucked as deep as possible. Energy which might be tamed, as I have long since tamed it, and then used to change yourself. When I share it into you, its influence might be very powerful, because there are parts of you that already feel that way, already awakened to it. We're all a balance of energies, a set of differing qualities we manifest at different intensities in different times. And I long to taste yours. The energy inside you takes the form of your body, or of a body, a true inner self, a perception of energy as you see it. So if I siphon away the confounding energies from the exterior shell, what emerges is a true self. The body that exists now, a vanishing thing, creating an emptiness that is filled by a clear picture of the energy within, a void. A hungering, fuckable, soaked, dripping void. I'm truly just unblocking that exterior unsurface information, leaving the truth within. The surface world others see is not the whole of the thing. There is a true self, energetic, lurking under the mere outer shell. The belief your body is a shell is very common. The energy within is obviously the truth. I empty out the outer channels, the surface detection of confounding energy, which might ordinarily get in the way of your vision of your inner self. And once I've sucked all that penetrative, filling, fucking, thrusting thought out of the way, once those channels are empty, you have room to let your inner self out and to perceive it, touch it. Soft, curvy, seductive, touch me. Get a good impression of me, yeah, keep it up. Feel my body, feel my curves, remember and mirror what you feel. My muscles as well. There's no reason why the form within can't take the form the mind sees. That energy might very well be a mix of traits and qualities you find. I'm going to soak up your energy now. Feel it. You have an opening for what is deeper within you to flow up closer to the surface, where you can perceive it better. This has consequences, of course. A different vision of the body, of the self, and an understanding of that self and what it can do and what can be done to it and to you, like thrusting, filling, just touching me, look. My clit's starting to get harder, heavier, bigger, expanding, extending. It's good to drain what you don't need. May I touch you? Run my hands over your body, explore it, speed us up. There are ways in which we could siphon out the energy you currently contain, and it could easily be through coupling, through you slipping into me, but I want to save that for later and do it the other way around, for the deposit of my energy to prime you. I will make it into you, a bit of my energy to prime the pump, charge the battery. Then your true self will flood its own influence outward, and you'll really know it's there. My climax is going to dwell in you, orgasmically pinning your body. You all right with that? Spread your legs a bit more if you are. Let me see that you want it. My clit's getting bigger, heavier, hotter. Feel that. Feel it laying on your body, weighing you down. Not just the body. I can reach through, touch what's within. Doesn't matter if your clothes are on, doesn't matter what the outside body's like at all. It's the inside I'm working with. The longer this takes, the closer you'll be to your ideal form, and the more powerful my length will be in you when I push inside, and that energy form within is thoroughly fucked full of me. Stay spread. Every second we're in contact's gonna pull some of the energy you're currently dealing with out of you. And of course, that's gonna leave a void I can refill, replace. And I throb more the more I long for you, getting bigger, my clit thickening. Every second we're in contact pulls out that excess energy and reminds you, teaches you how it'd feel to be hot and a bit femme. With a wet, dripping pussy, you can touch mine. Keep filling up my clit. Keep going. It's so hard. The more I pull in from you, the bigger and thicker it gets. The veins are forming, the curve of the head. My cock, energetic, thick, capable. Forming out of your own excess energy, formed and laid aware, able to feel this erect pleasure as I lay it over your pussy, over your clit, dripping, pressing, applying weight. Able to just slip inside if I wanted to, passing right through anything that might get in the way, leaving just you and I coupling in a truer, higher way. This is what you wanted. This is why you came here. That energetic place inside of you, every thrust is going to make your body more relaxed and languid and more authentically itself. Your limbs may feel heavy, your thoughts and mind as well, but that's ordinary. That's a consequence of the mental effort involved in perceiving yourself as you are, in actualizing, realizing, and the tingle on your skin is my own little contribution to this, blurring the line between the merely fantasized and the actually, pleasantly, mind-numbingly, orgasmically real. And since you have memories and thoughts of this to draw on, cravings from the past, the way your body responds to mine gets stronger every time. And that's to be expected. When you see my cock here, slipping in, energy finding the right places to press and tease, the influence spreading over you, you know it to be true. Your own excess energy being used to flood and fuel, being used to increase the pleasure you're going to feel. In a way, I'm just investing your own resources, but in a kind of satisfaction you've been neglecting. It's pointless to neglect yourself, especially when your goal is change, actualization, realization. Want me inside you? Want me to slide in? Keep yourself spread. My clit expands and becomes. It lures you in, doesn't it? Makes sense. It's such an attractive visual, and it does come from you. I know just how you feel, because I'm yearning too. You want me within this energy form connection. You want me to complete the circuit, the shape within you. There's an empty void which craves me. And within you, deep inside, the energy form of your body, closer and closer to mine, dripping, pussy, fertile, fuckable, something I am able to plant my influence within, and you want it to be so. You want to be dyed in my colors, you want to be shaped around my cock, don't you? Feel me pinning you, keep you in place, keep you right where you belong. And under me can be somewhere you belong, especially right now. Especially here, where there's no need for any judgment, any assessment. Just be who and what you are now, under, with me. Besides, it feels delicious to be drained, doesn't it? So few people feel this so intensely. So few people so safely know. You know you'll emerge out the other side. You'll come out of this enhanced, more aware. Your goal will be achieved, but the journey... The journey will be memorable enough to engrave itself on your consciousness and just remain there. I'll hold you here. I'll hold behind your knees and keep your legs spread so I can line myself up. Are you ready? It's okay to take a little breath. I'm going to thrust in. It'll go right inside to the place you've been anticipating, wetly begging to have filled. Maybe you need a little more time, and that's okay. Take a breath. But you're spread and ready and relaxed, and everything here only goes where you already know it's going to go. This form will be something your mind already knows and chooses again. And when I fuck you with this rigid, firmed up, hard, hot length, when I fuck you with this cock, this borrowed cock, I suppose, draining your mask thoughts and energy, pushing a femme presentation in for you to enjoy, awakening what's already there and giving it a little extra tap of my energy to let it catalyze, to let the reaction happen. I live for this, honestly. It's why I stay in shape. It's why I have nothing to get in the way. My body's all about fucking pleasure and form, form like mine, into existence, and in you that realization can be completed. It's gonna be intense, especially when I get going, especially when I get coming, and I've wondered if you'll be able to stand it. But you signed up. You came here. You wanted this, and this is where you are. I'm going to take this borrowed energy and have fun with it. Perhaps elsewhere as well, later, together, for our enjoyment. So I should get practice using it. Should get practice thrusting, filling, coupling with you. And you're very attuned to receive my own influence now. See the form and feel it, feminine, curvaceous. Seeing the real you is turning me on. I'm sure it is you, too, as it comes through. And given this thick, firm thing, I'm resting against you, rubbing against the exterior of your lips here, dripping. I may be a little more restrained than most, but I'm still not going to be able to resist filling this wet, squeezing, muscled passage. Feel my fingers slipping inside, prepping you, getting you ready, getting you wet. You like it? Of course you do. You've been looking forward to this. This is what you came here seeking. This is what you came here needing. And I need you too, because if I'm this hard, dripping this much, if the energy of this is so overwhelmingly locked on and magnetized to you, my restraint's gonna be meaningless when there's just a need. A need that only grows, because your body's always trying to make energy that'll get in the way of this interior image, at least until you switch over, at least until you're really inside the energy of it. And what that means is, you... are gonna keep feeding me more and more. I'm gonna keep getting hungrier for your body as I see the curves stare at how soaked you are. And the firmness between my legs here will pass right through the shell. The shell I'm leeching this excess energy off of, this useless exterior, and will break through and awaken what's within. You're dripping sex. You're already squeezing. I can see your muscles tensing up, tensing up. You don't even need to touch. Touching's pointless. Your body's gonna do what it's gonna do when it gets fucked, when it gets filled. And I know how to target your pleasure. I know how to find the spots where a spurt of my energy will be maximally effective, where if I come inside you and paint your inner walls, I'll make sure to hammer against all the places that feel particularly good. all the places that make you zone out and just get absorbed in your own energy, your own learning of this new form, or should I say your reawakening to this old and remembered form, it's there. And everything I say now, all the things I'm weaving around you, the spell for later use, the ritual anchor, you'll come back to it. It's a way for you to top up and tap in, to fill back up, energy to energy, my body building, building as it is now, toward climax. I'm already throbbing, dripping pre-cum from the tip of this thing onto you. You like it? Good. It's my intent, my desire. That's what's going to be squirting into you, my dominant desire to see you surrender, see your body contort and twist with need as I flood your pussy, hammer your womb deep within, come against you. My splattering fluids will go right where they need to go, and the energy of it will soak right into you. I hope you're ready, because there's only one thing you've got to do now before I really get going. You've got to squirm. You've got to crave me. Turning me on more just makes everything we do more effective, so focus on being seductive, being aroused and arousing, being as lost in me as I'm becoming in you, and the two of us together will be becoming something new, so stay spread, stay focused, and let yourself respond to the veined, thick, throbbing heat of this thing, because I can barely hold on. I'm only holding back for your benefit. The longer I weave this, the more effective what is within will become. My pure focused will upon you is fertilizing and tenderizing what's already there, taking the energy within and turning it into very fertile ground. Imagine the vision of that form bursting forth, and when it does burst forth, it's in heat. When it does burst forth, it wants to breed. The more you change, just as you watched me change, as you watched this thicken and firm up, my muscles more pronounced, as you felt me pin you, your answering responsive sensation is to want to be pinned, to want to be filled, to want to be spread, to be a wet, open, receptive void, seeing and feeling yourself as you are, knowing what is there, and knowing that the influence over it I hold is only that you wanted me to make this so. And that's the connection, that's the comfort between us. The longer I weave this, the longer I touch you, keep you spread, drip my pre-cum over the exterior surface of your pussy, our energies mingling. The longer this goes on, the more prepared you are, but also the more powerfully it takes within you, until the two of us are just here together, in this, here together, this moment persisting, this moment remaining in your mind and in the engraved signatures of your body, so that the little lines of influence and nervous system sensing within yourself carry the energy of my intent, dominating, fucking, thrusting into you with no movement at all. Merely by my presence do I turn you into someone who needs to receive this. Feel me lift it and slap it down on your clit. Hard, hot, dripping, drooling over your own fluid, yes. Squirm. Crave what's going to happen to you. What you already know is going to happen to you. You can feel it growing. You'll always be able to feel it growing. It's part of you now. An inescapable, undeniable part of you. Something you already needed. This is just the fate you've laid out for yourself. This is how you were going to end up. I'm just here to facilitate. Like I said, the catalyst. The part of the reaction that doesn't get used up, but it's there. It's necessary. To awaken, or to remind, to return something to a former state. When I leave, maybe I'll take some of the excess energy here with me, for my own purposes. And you, being where you are going to feel exactly what you need to feel, even when I'm not there. Because there are anchors which remain, there are truths which remain in you, things you scarcely knew or had forgotten or at least hadn't been fulfilling. Self-fulfillment's important, that's really what I am, a creature of your self-fulfillment. I can see, etched on you, the cravings you have, the needs. And right now I have some needs too. And I would scarcely be a proper, dominant influence for your opening, spreading, drooling new self if I didn't say just what I need. which is to slide this inside of you. I need to fill you, wet, hot, and tight as you are, to use you as a sleeve for this length, to feel our energies mingle, to drain out what you don't need and leave behind not only a trace of me, but a long, mind-consuming, orgasmic release. That's going to have some implications. A strong fantasy memory can affect the energy and form you take. A strong remembrance of me fucking you like this, fantasizing about it, masturbating to it, getting off with your pussy clenching. I wouldn't be surprised if this remained an anchor, an image, a powerful moment. I above, muscled, pinning, keeping your legs spread like this, lining my cock up with your pussy, slapping it against your clit, again and again, passing right through to the core of you. That's what I'm going to fuck. The core that is there needing to be filled. I see you for who and what you are, and seeing you, I am filled with the yearning to bring into being, at least for a time, at least where it's safe, at least here and in your dreams and in your fantasies and in creeping, horny, aroused, hot moments in the shower and mornings, in moments when you lay languid in bed. These things will resurge, and I am filled with the urge to perfect and release that side of you. It's inevitable now, for both of us. Touch my wings now. They'll drain you more quickly. And even if you get tired, don't worry. I'm going to fill you up with my own power to replace that energy. For once, you're with one of us and you can just let all your energy go on purpose. I'm already replacing it. Feel that? You feel so smooth, this sexy, touch your body. And no matter what the outside's like, you're gonna pass through and feel that bit of feminine grace inside. You ever wanted to be fucked before? Really wanted to be fucked? Well, that's gonna be your new normal. Visualize yourself like that. Make a vessel for my energy in there. It starts with really wanting a good, hard fucking to be filled. The yearning to be spread and fucked, and I'll give you that, yeah. Your body's nice. It'll be the same during this, but inside you're gonna find you think of yourself a little bit different. This cock, it won't really be part of the equation until I start fucking you. Fill the vessel you're opening up, the place to store energy, a pussy within on another wavelength, and that's just how I always see you. Here, notice how my tail just passes through and pushes inside. You're craving the cock, but this tail will do for now. That's the trick. It's not physical, it's energy, so if I slide it between your legs, push it up past here, yeah. There it is, your clit, your dripping pussy. You are turned on. Happy to hear it, and there. It's in. It's sliding inside. Don't worry, it's nice and lubed. That stuff dripping off and touching you, just more energy to absorb, and having my tail in your pussy is a rare delight, so remember it. I'll keep it moving a bit until I'm ready. Thrusting into something like this, this soaked, yearning, needy slit, fucking you. I might not be able to hold out that long, even me. My tail's gonna thrust in and out for a while instead. Still feels good, but it won't set me off. All of me can select whether to touch the physical you, which, yeah, I enjoy your physical body, or the energy form within. We're always looking at the mind, the energy inside, and you're closer to my energy than you'd think, so let's put it that way. You need this because it's already part of you. More contact, more truth. Go ahead and fondle me all over. Touch, grope. It's just going to drain you quicker, but I'm already putting it back. You're already waking up to the bit of you that wants to be like me, although you had it from the beginning. You're learning. Be aware of my body, touch it anywhere, feel your own shifting, becoming closer and closer to me, closer to mine. But I shaped mine to be this smooth, streamlined thing. You don't have to do the same. Larger breasts, better curves. You might exaggerate your features till you get used to it. The craving is hot and heavy in your mind anyway, that fuzzy cloud, it's good. You don't need to do much thinking right now. And now my cock's gonna slide above your slit, prepare to slide inside, body and soul. You came here and we have privacy. You can let go. The only people here to judge are you and I, and I think this is good for both of us. Just a flare of heat inside of you. Your body's begging for it. More than just a soaked hole awaiting penetration, your body contains a switching point. An energetic and very aroused pressure point I'm going to hit with this cock. A button I will push. Each press, each bit of pleasure and pressure, passing through your body, penetrating within, deeper than you can see from the exterior, but powerful, throbbing, something you'll feel on the surface of your skin as well, at least in its delight, at least in its pleasure. Acknowledge you want me to take you, you crave for me to take you and make you my own. Spread your legs wide, keep them that way. I'll hold them in place because you like being held in place. I'm spreading you. Feel it in your mind. Feel it deep within my cock, spreading you, passing through you in waves. And I've already begun to drip. Some rivulets of my energy, the energy I borrowed from you, filling you up. This is good. You're tight, you're squeezing, your body's begging for it almost automatically. Let me spread you. Teach you. Train you. We're connecting. Every thrust connects me to you. And when that connection opens, you know what flows along it. You feel and see what it's like in my head, which is lustful, dominant with abandon. Ooh, that squirm, you're practically vibrating, you must like what you see. Connection. You know through that connection that I'm not going to stop. I can tell you don't want me to. You don't want me to stop, you want me to spread you open as you also spread yourself. Opening to me, receiving me, and that's just what I can tell you need now. You need to be fucked. Who knows what I'll be able to tell you about shortly when I've gotten a better read on you. Thrusted, fucked, spread, opened up our connection more with a few more swings of my hips slapping against you. As to what you'll see of me, I know the answer already. Aching, lusting, craving, arching, fucking. My desire to dominate and take you, fuck you, fill you with my energy, breed you deep within, breed you full of my influence, squirting deep inside. It's the only thought in my head. So I know it's going to affect you through the connection between us, giving you an answering craving equal to my need. There's so much of that, but you don't need to go any deeper. You can feel how turned on I am, the heat beating off me. Feel me dripping, being right here at the entrance, ready to slip inside, being in position to fuck, thrust, spread, take, getting every part of me out of the way so it's just my cock against you, resting, slapping on your clit, slapping along your slit, making your juices drool and dribble from your parting, spreading hole. Feel right here, feel that spot. Right at the entrance, there's another spot, one I've very much wanted to get to, one I've been able to sense from out here. The energy beating off, the heat. I need to establish the connection between the head of my cock and that very special spot. I push inside, spreading your folds. You feel the energy, the spark of connection immediately because what's going on is so deep within you. I slide, and I'm a perfect fit. Of course I would be. You are the answering need to my craving to take you. And so your body takes the form that can best accommodate that hardness sliding within. Your wet walls cling to it. Ooh, your whole being just shivered down to the soul. Feel that spot? I know about it because it's painted right there in your brain. I hit it by accident. Your whole being shivers. Perfect. Moving my hips, scrubbing the head of my cock over that special textured spot inside of you. You feel it? Do you like when I hit that spot? No need to answer. I can see you're drooling. You don't have to touch yourself at all. I've got you. I've really got you. Watch, I move my hips to the right and your whole body follows. Sway them to the left and you're just sliding your hips over to follow me. You're squirming, right and left, squirming, twitching. It's okay. I love it. And it gets me riled up too. No part of my body is entirely without consequence for you to touch, you know. If you're trying to avoid arousal and domination, or retain your energies, any part of me is gonna slowly begin the process I commenced earlier. And my juices, including from this borrowed bit of you, this energetic protrusion, they're going to do the same thing to you, drain your energy and turn you into what you already are, awaken that energetic awareness within, deep within. Yet, I have discipline. If I were weaker, younger, less focused, I would already have climaxed from feeling you, from being inside you in this wet heat. My climax, dream of it, focus on it, you're going to experience it. I wouldn't imagine leaving this pussy without squirting it full, without claiming and marking it at least for the moment, without flooding you with me and my influence. The entire length of me will shudder. The veins will seem to stand out more in your clenching pussy. Oh, you'll be clenching, don't worry. You're gonna squeeze me at the tip of my cock, the insides of your body, trying to elicit my seed. Oh, you ask how I can predict what your body's going to be doing at the moment I climax? Because the condition for my climax is that you must be coming. I'm only gonna do it when you're already in the throes of passion. And so you will be milking me inside at the deepest point, inducing me to squirt inside your pussy when you climax. Without even touching yourself, you will come. You will be shaped to my cock at that moment. You will be formed around it, and I will squirt in you. Your mind is so focused on me. Mere contact with me has made you fertile, made you thickly exhausted as your body uses all its energy to make your pussy receive my seed. You're getting into a state to be filled and bred. I'm going to climax more energy into you, then you'll be able to move around. You know what's going to happen when I come. All those tired limbs will be energized, and deep inside you'll feel the curve. Your soaked sex, your nipples standing proud and erect. You'll feel your body begin its change, the awareness. You'll feel sensation. That's all you need on the outside. The right sensation on the outside is climax, climax, and nothing but. You know what's going to happen when I come. You know it'll cement your awareness of this new you. Or should I say this true you deep within? I could resist. I could shove energy into myself and keep my cock hard. But what I'm going to do? I'm going to climax in you and leave my cock in there to keep you plugged as long as possible. I'm going to let it get soft, but keep our energies connected and pump as much of me and my influence into you as I can. I'm going to let myself get exhausted. So I can power you up, and you better get grateful, because you're going to come. That's the entire condition, as I scrub the head of my cock on that one spot, and the energy inside you sparks, excites, floods your system. You're becoming tenser, there are waves behind the dam, and eventually it will break. Then, when I've awakened you to your true self, you're going to be out in the world, turned on, horny, and with this new knowledge of self, this feminine interior perfection expanding outward into confidence and awareness, comfort with who you are and what you need. That's okay. It's good to be like me in that way. Horny, mind and energy within, curvy, femme, needy, out in the world, impregnated with my will, my domination. My seed will fill your womb, but that spreads because this is inside, the inner world, so your brain, your very soul is going to take a hot, thick load of my cum. And I think you know what that's going to feel like, marking you, changing you. It's natural. So let it in. Spread yourself. The memory of spreading yourself under me as you're filled, deliberately adding more spread, open awareness to yourself, that's going to be good. Every shudder changing you, shifting your body around, you're going to get a bit hooked on this. Maybe not with me, but at least getting to feel this energy, this filling, this flooding is going to be so memorable that you keep it. You access it later. You return to it. The ways in which you return to it, well, I'll tell you, at minimum, you're going to be getting off to it, masturbating to it, returning to it. That's part of that thick, gushing stuff that's going to be getting inside you. Because masturbating to the image of being slowly awakened to your feminine internal ache, to the yearning for my length, as it slips right inside into that energetic place within, that memory is so striking that if you masturbate to it, you're going to start reinforcing every single bit of knowledge that I'm going to pump into you. You want to feel this filling, this flooding. I wonder what form it'll take at the end. I can't wait to see, and that's why. Oh, I'm so eager to thrust and push this one spot, get the scrubbing, exciting energy going. It's always going to take a unique form. You are you, after all, and you are unique. You're craving to get knocked up deep inside. Part of that's just because you're close to me, in contact with me, connected to my energy. But when you absorb my climax, it's all you. Your whole body's going to get climaxed in and make use of itself. Flooded, filled, gushing, completed. Oh, I didn't think you'd be so tight and wet. Best combination. I can move inside so easy. You're smooth. You're clinging to me every inch. Ooh, I've been leaking all along, making your insides more elastic with exposure to my fluids. Your mind is able to handle what's going to happen inside you. This is just how you are. This is just how receptive and open you are. This stuff stays in your system a long time, never mind that you're going to be knocked up, slowly changing in response to my presence. This stuff's got my voice in it, my will in it, dosing in your body, the energy from deep inside. You're knocked up with my seed, so anytime you wonder, hey, what would she say? Anytime you need some advice on what to do with your new craving, it's going to leak out, it's going to draw you back here to this mental state and remind you how you feel. How good you feel. Come back here, back to this state, and always I'll be here, drawn to you in whatever form. And that influence is good for you. It's the best thing for you, this long neglected influence, this new birth. Accept it. Enjoy it. I've planted enough words, saved up enough heat, and we both feel good enough to enjoy this together. And just let go. Let go of thinking, let go of everything except how much you need my length in your pussy, how this is the right order of things. You have no idea how much focus it took to put all that in your head and not lose control. Or do you? You're even further gone than you've ever been before, toward what you need, toward your true self, toward that growing, energetic ache. Good. It's a good ache. Feels good inside. You'll need to be turned on in order to make it through this and stay conscious. You're going to need to be horny to take it. If you pass out, you might lose some energy and let this leak out, and I want it all to stay inside. Oh, fuck. Feels great inside you. Amazing having you squeeze like that. Seems you want me to stay inside too, don't you? Oh. Your body's changing to line up with that vision, that energy imprint we placed, shaping itself after my cock. Oh, here we go. Your slits clamped down on me. How does your clit feel? Mine's getting really pumped up in you. Thick, hot, yeah, clit, cock. The line is blurred for both of us, but whatever's going on is good, right? That's what you're thinking. Well, this is the new normal. Get ready for it. Like my muscle, here, squeeze down around me, wrap your legs, I'll line you up, lift you, and drop you right on me. I'm gonna come, that's why I'm planting you like this, letting gravity do the work on my lap, ready for that final shot of my energy. This is gonna clinch it, this is your change, new succubi have to come from somewhere. Only thing we give birth to is fetishes, ideas, fantasy. I was surprised you signed up to be changed. Oh, this is how it always happens. You end up looking too hot, and I can't stop my hips. I can't help but take control. Same as I won't be able to hold back from squirting inside you. I need to fill you. Doing it makes me feel good, and it's essential for this ritual, this implantation, this changing of you. Feel how I can assert myself above you now. This is good. Oh, you're coming, coming hot, hot, dripping. I can feel your juices around me. Your tissue inside is becoming excited, the energy beating off you. The birth pangs of new awareness are always a beautiful thing. Come for me, come around me, clamp down, feel the veins of my cock. Ah, coming, coming in you, squirting my seed. Hot, heavy, and you feel it, spreading, sticking. Claiming you, marking you, this is a defining moment. Remember this mark. Crave this moment. Think back on it when you masturbate later. Your pussy clamping on my fingers or yours. Your clit singing my praises. But now you'll be filled. Engrave it in your mind and memory the moment you spread yourself on purpose. How heavy your whole body is. Heavy and languid with delight. Come, come for me. Look, I can lift your arm and just drop it as I keep thrusting in your pussy and you get weaker. And weaker outside, but more and more aware within useless, heavy body. Your body doesn't need to do anything. It's your mind. It's your inside, deepest part, receiving me, eager to encapsulate me in your core. Slick in my dick with your juices. Keep tight around it within you, deep inside. My energies attaching themselves to any thought you have, changing thoughts and shifting their form closer to what you want them to be. A true self squirting, squirting inside, coming hot, splattering, covering, painting, marking energy deep in your convulsions, carry my seed deeper to the core of you, carrying energy into where it will take up residence. Are you ready to be filled, flooded, inhabited by my influence? Together we can remake you, awaken you to your true self, a creature of beauty and sultry grace, craving moments like this, so you have become, so you shall always be. Crave my dick, crave my touch, define yourself by how your confines shape around it, by how the energy flows in you differently now, as I move everything else out of the way. Remember my energy pushing into yours, but you had this all along. I am only awakening it, moving everything out of the way, leaving you with room to start the energy production of your own that will make you ever, always, somewhere inside, just as you have always secretly been. An inner self and craves caress. An inner self and needs. The more you're aware of that inner self, take my seed deep to the innermost point. You made this possible, this rebirth, this reawakening. You asked this here, and so your mind and body have rolled out the welcome wagon for it. An inner self craving penetration, impregnation, the fullness of body and brain with desire and need together. So full of me. Oh, it's dripping out here. Let me keep my cock inside, keep it in you so you remember it well, remember the shape of it while your body changes and you feel more pleasure. This dick is beginning to slacken, to relax, to lose its grip and ability to stay hard. But your pussy can keep coming. That's the special thing about it. With this energy within, you've unlocked new options, new ways to feel pleasure. You're feeling them now. How could you not come? Climax. With my hot influence within knocking you up, and you'll develop over time new ways to feel pleasure until this energy and its status changes you, reminding you, awakening you. Yeah, this is how it always happens. But it never gets old. It's just what I wanted for you to know this, to know how it feels, to be this much closer. I'm being merciful by stopping your stimulation here, but remember, I could have kept your pussy coming, could have kept your brain leaking, could have kept you energizing and improving. I'm just helping you. But there will be moments we meet again in future, keeping my energy in you so it can soak in and further the process, finish the process of change, improvement, opening you up to yourself, your true self. You really responded to that, it must be. Because you know it's the case, you clamp down so damn tight, you know. When someone told me there was a succubus candidate in the city, I was surprised. Just model yourself after me, and hey, once you know how this feels, you won't be so hard on my sisters, yeah? I heard what you were thinking. Sure, they get a bit slutty, but it's because our bodies feel so good. Surely you'd agree about that now, right? And if you have a body like that, why wouldn't you use it? That's just freedom and liberation and the ability to spread this. So, people in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, because that's what your body's like now. A form that can buzz and throb like this one. Feel my cum inside you? Feel how satisfying it is? Get used to it. Enjoy it in its fullness. Go out into the world and teach others their own enjoyment, their love of your form. See their fetishes written on their eyes, written in their brains. Draw out what exists in them, what they need to express. Be the beautiful canvas of expression. Don't worry, I'll be here to help. And if you get all knocked up, your body will perfect itself and grow more arousing in the process. Although you only give birth to fantasies, urges, desire, delight, the way to make more succubi is to turn them like this. And incubi and anything else, you just modulate the energy. It's pretty simple. You feel it now. You'll learn instinctively, and I'm there. Even in your dreams, I'll be there, connected. You'll have a fetish for basically everything eventually. Every time you fuck someone with an intense enough urge, you can see the shape of that fetish and adopt it if you want. Oh, are the spasms still going? I didn't notice. Okay, that's a lie, but I want you full. I want you fucked full. In fact, I'm already hard again from your convulsions, just from cock warming inside you. I guess we could go some more. I think I'll stay here a while. And you can summon me easily enough anyway, now that we're linked here. Let me lay on top. Like I said, I didn't store my energy or drain anything from you. You've got more than you started with, but I've got a little bit of yours, and that's enough.